have no idea what loss is.
You have no idea what loss is.
I reckon it's got something to do with that girl.
It's got everything to do with that little girl.
I can take care of myself.
How many close calls have we had?
Can't be any worse out there. Can it?
Every guy in this room is staring at you right now. Maybe they're staring at you. Maybe they're jealous of you.
I'm just a girl. Not a threat.
Belly. I think they should be terrified of you.
Welcome to the world of The Last of Us. It's Entertainment Talk's podcast for the Naughty Dog video game series and the HBO on Max and Sky Atlantic television series. I'm your host Matthew, and this is your spoiler predictions episode following on the events of Season 2, Episode 6. And I'll be mainly predicting for, well, for everything, but mainly focusing on Season 2, Episode 7, and possibly a bit of Season 3, Episode 1, and also some game spoiler discussion for Season 2, Episode 6 as well. So I was thinking about these predictions episodes and how, of course, we are running out of episodes in a way. We're running out of episodes for the season. Of course, we've still got however many there's going to be for Season 3 and a likely Season 4. I did see some quotes going around about season 3 looks like it's going to be longer, and that we're quite likely to get a season 4. I'm pretty sure it'll get renewed because I think HBO wants more of this, if anything. So yeah, let's take that into consideration. This is going to be, we have to use the information at hand that we've got for these particular podcasts. Again, taking the scenes we did get in this episode, the ones that are yet to come, and the ones that we haven't had yet. Now, in terms of the bits that we haven't had yet, there's not much left for Season 2 on that front, so we'll focus on that maybe a bit less, although who knows what will pop up into my mind in the next 30 minutes to an hour, or however long this podcast is going to be. But when you start predicting things for episodes, and those episodes start coming out, and you start figuring out if you were right or if you were wrong, I can't remember like how many predictions I've got right for different things, because I've not really done sort of, oh, let's make 4 predictions and see how many I get correct. It turns out that I was correct about the porch scene. I saw a few people moaning about how we had to have it later. Now, I pointed out on a very long podcast before, I think it was around episode 4 or 5, something like that. And because we were talking about, or I was talking about, how in episode 1 we got half of the porch scene. It looked like she just walked straight past and didn't come back and all that sort of thing. So we knew that that had happened. Now, in case you're new here or don't remember what I said, or whatever the case may be, my prediction was that we will get 2 uses. Technically, we've already had 2 uses of the porch scene because we saw half of it and now we've seen the full porch scene. But let's focus on 2 uses. I think you can still use it later on. Now, we might not get the entire thing again, but if you remember, towards the end of the game with the second Abby Ellie fight, is it the second one? Yeah, get the first big one, obviously in the theatre, and you fight her again later on. I was just trying to remember if you fight her a third time, but no, it's 2, isn't it? And you're choking her under the water, and the cycle of violence looks like it's going to continue. It looks like she's going to kill Abby and all that sort of thing. And her mind flashes back very briefly to Joel. Now, it's not the whole porch scene. It's just literally a thing in her mind, thinking back to why she was doing this in the first place. And her thinking about Joel on the porch that night. And that was, as we know it, their last conversation. Now, there's a few different elements to... Because I'll talk about my actual prediction in a minute, and I have an email here to read out as well. So, there was... Because I haven't finished the official podcast, I watched a behind-the-scenes fresh thing of, like, Neil talking about directing this episode. I watched that video. That was about 10 minutes long. I've not watched the inside the episode, unless that was the inside the episode and it's not a different video. They seemed to do a rap on Pedro Pascal for his filming. Now, I was trying to think, because when I realised that they were doing that and realised, like, oh yeah, is there any more Joel scenes? Now, of course, he's got, Fantastic Four's done. Of course, he's going to be that character, Reed Richards, for a while. Obviously, he's got to do Mandalorian and Grogu, and then whatever else Pedro Pascal is going to be in, right? I don't think that you need... Unless they've already... Because you could already have just filmed it. Because I'm thinking... Okay, when we get to that scene later on, I think it's pretty important that she flashes back and sees Joel on the porch with the guitar. We won't know the answer to this until maybe the end of season 4, maybe. So in terms of if I'm right or wrong about this prediction, it's not really a prediction, it's more talking about, okay, because you wrapped up on the porch scene, you showed us that, could you use, like, how long is that shot? Like 2 seconds in the game? It's a little flash and it's of Joel just looking up, holding the guitar. Now, you could have very easily, obviously, filmed that within this episode, or you could use any slice of previous footage where it's just Joel sitting at the porch. That's all you need. So in terms of filming that, you could either have filmed something off screen, or like not that's not been shown on screen, or just use 2 seconds of part of the footage you've already got of him on the porch. That's not difficult to do. Because, yeah, thinking to that, now I don't know if they did a series wrap-up on Pedro Pascal, or if that was a season wrap-up on Pedro Pascal, but Neil was talking about, like, hey, I've loved this character for, you know, a long time, thank you for playing the character in such a great, you know, he gave that sort of speech, Neil gave that sort of speech to Pedro. Just thinking, okay, so now that you move the porch scene, which I think was a smart idea, and it was what I predicted, and I wouldn't predict something that I wouldn't want to happen in the show, would I? So I'm very, very happy that they included the porch scene. Neil also spoke as well about, because you have years in between seasons, and this is something I've been talking about as well, because you can start the game and finish it within, let's say, 2.5 days or, you know, something similar, and you can get all of the footage in a very short space of time, because you're not only, A, going week to week, getting piece by piece by piece over 7 weeks, then waiting 2 years, then doing season 3, then possibly waiting another 2 years, then doing season 4. So you're a massive difference in terms of how you can show this story, and that is one of the reasons originally, because I probably said it at the time, that, okay, when you're doing this birthday flashback episode, and you can do the You Swore scene, which we got a bit of a different remix with that, and you can show that, and mix in the dialogue with that, and you can just nicely put it all together in one episode, and they absolutely nailed what they were going for here in episode 6 with that. So I think just tying all of the Joel Ellie flashbacks together in one episode makes a lot of sense. Then you get that, you know, the Cure, You Swore bits, all those discussions, you get it all in one big go, and you can just have that done. That makes a lot of sense to me. Again, it was what I predicted, so congratulations to me, I guess. I didn't know that was going to happen. That was just, okay, if episode 6 is going to be the birthday one, and you're doing Joel and Ellie flashbacks, slot the porch scene in there somewhere that makes sense, and yeah, it's absolutely fantastic. So, and of course, we'll be breaking down the actual scene when we get to our spoiler review, which will be on Thursday this week, by the way, so look out for that. Let's go to Tom's email. He's the one who wrote in about the porch scene. Tom says, I see you got some predictions correct. do think we see the porch scene again later. Again, I think all you need to do is when she's choking Abby under the water in all the way forward in season four. All you need to do is show a 2 second flash of Pedro and you've done your job. Like, he's not shown in a special way. It's just him sitting there with the guitar. Heck, it doesn't even need to be that. It can just be... I mean, I guess the reason it is that is because that was their last conversation, right? You could very, very easily do that. That's not technically using the porch scene again, but it's using almost like a variant of it, isn't it? So I think that still makes sense to do. And there's no reason really for them not to do that. But I guess we'll find out in about 4 years' time, won't we? So, yeah. Just speaking of seasons... I've kind of laid this prediction out before, but we can go over it slightly again now that we had more discussion about season four today from everybody involved, and we're obviously talking about porch scenes and things like that. So I think it makes sense, and I'm just going to do this prediction at a very base level. You wrap up in and around the theatre next week. You start Abby's side of the story in season three. You open with that in some way, shape, or form. You go all the way through all of that. You finish season three with the second part of the theater confrontation. So you can do that. So when like Abby's walking off and like, hey, don't let me see you again. You finish there for season three. Because that will kind of make you wonder what's going to happen next, really, which is a good spot to leave it at. And again, because it's been a minute since I played the second half of the game, I can't remember if you jump from there to the farm, but I think they do. I think they do. Now, some people have wondered, okay, if you do that, so essentially you do season two, Ellie, season three, Abby, and you finish... Because admittedly, I hadn't thought until last week when we started getting nearer the end of this season, and I was thinking about how season three would start and how season three would finish. I hadn't thought a ton about how season three might finish, more just how season two would do, because it was more the immediate future. Yeah, it makes sense to kind of bookend that and you finish the second bit of the theatre, because then you kind of get equal parts right for both. Okay, so you finish that there. Remember, we can have new scenes as well. How could season four open? Now, again, we won't know for about 4 years, but again, it was mentioned today, and I just want to kind of... I want to do, like, base-level predictions for this now. Because we're about to have the finale, how will that feed in season three? Season three ends at second bit of the theatre. So how would season four open? I'm going to, by the way, my plan, just before I actually answer that question, because I'm basically watching this, watching a few other things, and playing Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. Once this season ends, and once I finish Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, which I'm on the second to last chapter of, I don't know how long that will take me, but whatever. Because I need to get back to watching other shows as well. I'm going to... Now, I haven't quite fully thought this through, but I thought of a bit of an idea. I deliberately stopped... like, when I press continue on Last of Us 2, it should take me back to where you exactly pick up with Abby. I will then play that, play the rest of the game, and think about Season 3. I will either do a podcast then... That will also remind me of where do you directly go after that confrontation. Again, I think it's the farm, but I can't quite fully remember. But that will remind me of that, and then I can maybe do something talking about that. Then what I want to do is go through the beginning of part two. Now that I've had the first half of part two, again, if it ends at theatre or whatever... go through that, maybe do a little bit of a comparison thing. So that might be, both those bits might be one podcast or it might be two. I'm thinking I can combine that in the first half and the second half. So discuss one bit in the first half, then discuss another bit in the second half. And then in about 2 years' time, just before we kick off with season three, I can then play up to the end. I can then carry from middle of game two and play up until, let's say, the end. Now that I've pinpointed that as maybe a end point for season three, play up until that, and then you can see where I'm going with this. I don't need to explain all the rest of it. And that will finish off playthrough 8, and then it will start playthrough 9, and I'll go through that. I don't know if I'm going to do that like immediately after season 2 or immediately once I finish Final Fantasy 7 Rebirth. I don't know. I don't know how much of a break I think I'm going to need after season 2, which is only next week. But we'll see. That I'm just letting you know of like some of the next kind of plans for this. I also do need to, again, cover and review other stuff, because we call it Entertainment Talk, not just The Last of Us. I do acknowledge that I've done a lot on that and not a lot on a ton of other stuff. But anyway. So my question was, okay, do we open on the farm? Possibly. That's possibly where season 4 opens. Although, again, you're not restricted to like, hey, we have to start this in the same part as, because we didn't even start this second season at the same part. You started it with, well, new scenes, didn't you? And then the opening bit of Jackson. So that's that part. So yeah, depending on, again, in terms of when we get new bits of scenes and I can make fresher predictions, once we know definitively next week where season 2 ends, like, is it at the You Wasted It? Does it go further than that, or does it go just before that? I can answer that a bit more clearly, but that's my base level sort of predictions. Speaking of episode 7, so we do of course have the promo for it, a lot of quick shots of things. We don't know quite how the editing's all fitting together. One very important piece, however, is we do see in the trailer, and we only have the one trailer, like 30 seconds or whatever, is Jesse and Ellie running towards that door. So we know we're at least going up until that point, because it should be the case, unless you cut away or you do some other thing I'm not expecting, we should be seeing that next week's episode, and then it should literally be, what, 5 to 10 seconds after that, and Jesse getting shot in the head. That's what should happen. Like, as soon as they burst through those doors, assuming, again, it's done or shot the same way, we know that that's there, because that was in the promo thing. He should be dead about 5 seconds after that scene. And then you probably got, what, another minute or so of, like, Ellie talking to Dina and then the bit there and all, you know, all that kind of stuff. And then the You Wasted It. And then, again, either cut to credits there or you maybe show a tiny bit more. I have also wrote a prediction down for that as well. I'll talk about, because I've been kind of, for those of you who've been listening to these and, you know, keeping track of the predictions I've made and stuff, I've kind of like, okay, even though for a long time I was settled on You Wasted It and then season 2 ends, what could be the alternatives if you cut before that or cut just after that? And I'll talk about that in just a moment. But yes, Jesse should be dead in this episode. That might be the end of Jesse, because I can't think of anything in the second half of the game where he appears, like flashbacks and things like that, because most of the flashbacks that we get in the second half of the game is more to do with Abby's story, right? So, yeah, that might be the last bits we see of young Mazzino as Jesse. We know Tommy's gonna should be there. Yeah, I guess that's a prediction I could talk about. Okay, where do I think, because Tommy's been a little bit AFK, isn't he? A little bit AWOL. We do know that Jesse confirmed in episode 5 that Tommy's around, he has left Jackson, he is doing some stuff, hopefully shooting Manny. Because chronologically at this point in the story, Manny should be dead. And then obviously when we get to the scene of Jesse running towards the door, all of Abby's friends, obviously apart from Lev, will be dead, won't they? Because it should be Owen and Mel. And again, we'll talk about that in just a moment. Where could Tommy fit in? Because it doesn't have to be... Does it have to be the same way? Okay, so... You get back. This is obviously way after the end of this episode when we do see Ellie coming towards the theatre. I was right about that as well, by the way. I want to talk about that in just a second, because there's some interesting thing I noticed. So what does Tommy do? What is his purpose in that scene? Because Jesse's purpose is essentially to unluckily be there and to die, but also talk about going after Abby and all that sort of thing. So we know that obviously they catch up, because Dean is at the theatre, Tommy and Jesse find Ellie at the aquarium, they bring her back, Tommy's talking about gold or like something to bring back to Maria, which makes even more sense in this story. Although maybe he'll say like, hey, I've got this thing for my son instead of for my wife, or maybe both, or that could be like a small little change there. Because he didn't have a son in the game. He walks through. We know that Abby sneaks up on him and sort of takes him, not hostage, but, you know, gunpoint. They hear the kerfuffle. And then we know how the rest plays out. How would that play out if Tommy isn't there? Because could you... I'm just trying to think of where they might have changed certain stuff. Because that's got to then rewind. Like, if Tommy isn't in the theatre, is he at the aquarium? I suppose that's the chronological question. I don't know. Because then also, if he doesn't show up at the theatre... And it wouldn't really make sense for him to be at the aquarium and not the theatre, unless something else comes up. But you got to remember as well that that's when Abby shoots, like, the side of his head or whatever it is and damages his... Is it his eye or something that she damages? And that sort of scars him for the scene later on in the farm, and that sort of changes him. So, I think all of that should just play out the same as the game. I don't... Yeah, I remember, I can't remember if Neil's directing episode 7, but he's listed as a writer on episode 7, so you might get it pushing more towards the game stuff. But we'll see. I can't really think of, I know I've been over those predictions before, but because I can't think of where else you put Tommy and why, I can't think of anything else for him to do other than be there. But then you got the trail before that of when Jesse goes with Ellie, which we know that he does, because there's the shot of them in that broken building from the second trailer, I think it is, when you give him the high five and you talk about like him being Asian and, you know, that funny little conversation that they have. And Jesse also actually talks about how much he loves Joel and stuff as well. Now I think it might be even more important to include, it looks like we're going to get a variation of that, because if this is also Jesse's last episode, which I'm pretty certain it will be, it will make sense to include more of him rather than less of him. So you do that, but see, because we don't know exactly where Tommy is right now chronologically, I think if Jesse does still leave Ellie in the that like broken building just before she gets on the boat, because they disagree about like she wants to go for Abby and Jesse wants to go for Tommy, right? So you have that bit playing out. Unless he, like, doesn't do that or something for some reason. But then I think you also need Ellie in the aquarium, which we did see the boat, by the way, in the trailer. I was maybe predicting that, okay, if you cut the arcade, because there's the bloat apart, you cut that and you cut the actual boat trip. But that boat is in the trailer. I genuinely didn't expect that, because they had the way they did water scenes in season one. I would love it if it is in there. I was just considering sort of, you know, practicalities and things like that, because it's not as practically easy to do certain stuff in a live action show than it is in a game, where you can just, you know, CG whatever you want into a game, whereas with TV you have to have, like, you know, physical actors, physical locations and whatnot. So I was quite surprised to see that, but we'll see where exactly they go with that, because it does kind of show the thing I do like about that boat part at the end, just before she gets to the aquarium, is sort of the desperation that's in there, because she falls off the boat and, like, tumbles through the water. I'm not quite expecting that to happen. I don't know how you even would do that in a TV show. It does make me wonder if the arcade is in there, but then the arcade serves very, very little narrative purpose, other than her falling through the floor and fighting the infected thing, and then going from there. So I'm not expecting to see the arcade at all. I don't even, I mean, if it's in there, cool, great. But given the other gameplay sections you've cut that you've not needed for narrative purposes, you don't need that for a narrative purpose. So I'm already settled on the idea that you would cut the arcade. But it looks like the boat scene is in there, and I didn't quite expect that to be in there. So we'll see how much of it is in there and all that sort of thing. But they showed the same, pretty much the same angle on the aquarium stuff. So we shall see. There's a Seraphites note I've got. I can leave that for a moment, because I want to talk about some other stuff first. Alright, alternate prediction. We get the "and you wasted it." We cut to young Abby in the woods forest, I couldn't quite remember where it was, calling out for her dad as a tease indication for next season. See, what you could do there, because I kept remembering during the podcast but forgetting off the podcast, that Jerry has not been cast for season 2. Now, while you can still use, obviously, the same actor you used in the theatre room, because there was a man playing that role, in the theatre room, I think we'll get more of an official full casting in season 3. A particular actor will be named and cast as Jerry, because there's obviously other scenes for him to do in season 3. But I think if you, because then you could do it 3 times. Now, here's a little thing I noticed, and I said I was going to get to this in a minute. Okay, so you finish episode 5. You do the "where is she," which I still love that moment. You do the "where is she," you have her hit Nora one more time. You then cut to a clear flashback scene of, like, "hey, good morning, hey kiddo," whatever it was, right? That then gives you an indication that the next episode is a flashback episode. Done. Very, very good job. You finish the flashback episode, you then cut back to Ellie, which was what I predicted, and I was correct again. Well done to me. And that settles you back in on, hey, yeah, we just did this flashback episode. Remember where we were. This is what we were doing. Just to kind of pull you back into present day and, like, theatre. And, like, oh, yeah, she's just done this thing with Nora. Going back to the theatre. Then you know the next bit. And I think what you could do with episode 7 is you do the "you wasted it" scene. You cut to black or whatever there. You could probably have, like, a black title screen with the thing in the... I don't know what it would say, because it wouldn't say Seattle Day 1, would it? Because that's not Abby's Seattle Day 1. It might say, like, 10 years earlier or something like that. I can't remember what the actual title card is called when you switch over to Abby. You then have Abby running through just some foliage or whatever, and you don't see Jerry, but she's calling out for her dad. And you could then make it very clear that, okay, once we come back next season, this is, do you get what I mean? This is, like, the next checkpoint bit. This is where we're going to pick up from next time. And I don't mind them doing that at all. I think that makes pretty much perfect sense to me. Because you could still kind of do, you wasted it, cut to black, of just like, bam, that's where we end things. And then you sort of wake the episode back up, so to speak. You have a black title card, whatever it is. You then just, all you simply need to then do is Abby running through wherever she's running through. And you don't have her dad call out. You don't see Jerry, anything like that. And you could just cut the camera to her face, whatever, so that you see it's a younger Abby. And of course, you can do some hair and makeup stuff there. And then she maybe calls out for her dad. That would then indicate, like, okay, we're clearly in the past with Abby. And then season three, you just kind of pick up somewhere from there. So, yeah. Now, for the beginning of season three, I don't know if you pick up from that exact spot. Because, of course, you just start walking forward as Abby and you do the whole zebra, Owen and Jerry scene. You begin with that, don't you? Don't know if that's exactly what's going to happen. Again, once we have episode 7, and I know how the episode actually ends rather than thinking about how it might end, we can then more properly predict the beginning of season 3, I suppose, once we get next week's episode. And I like the way that all flows together. Because you could still give me what I and many other people want, which is you wasted it, cut to black, boom, end of season 2. But then not quite the end of season 2, kind of a little tease bit of, okay, here's young Abby, her dad's there, so clearly this is way back in the past. And you pick up there with season 3. Could be wrong about that, could be wrong. Because in between those bits, because there's not actually, but between Jesse running through that door getting shot and Abby looking for her dad, there's not a lot else there. Chronologically, obviously, there's the whole theater fight, but I don't think that you'll get the whole fight in the season 2. I also don't think we have time for that, which is good. Because yeah, what happens in between those two bits? Jesse runs through the door, gets shot. They have a conversation. Tommy gets threatened. Ellie throws her gun, explains a little bit of what's going on. Abby's still pissed. Kill my friends, let you live, you wasted it. Bang. Well, not actually bang. Well, she does shoot, doesn't she? But that's not what I mean. Bang, you end it there, and you wasted it. Cut to black. Title card. Abby calling for her dad. That's it, right? In between that and Abby's young bit, I don't know where else you end season 2, unless there's a new scene, but I don't know what that would be. I honestly don't know what that would be, so yeah. But yeah, literally, from Jesse saying, I really hope you make it, Ellie breaks off, Jesse looks for Tommy, he finds him, Ellie does what she does at the aquarium, Jesse, Tommy find her, they go theatre, they do all that bit, you wasted it, cut to black, Abby. I don't see, again, could be new bits, could be slight remixes in there. I can't see a reason for the show to deviate, from that point to that point that I've just mentioned. I can't see a reason for them to deviate. What they do before that, and in between where Ellie is right now, which is about to go into the theatre, get her back cleaned, whatever else. Nervously point at the map of, like, what Nora told her. In between that and Jesse running through the door, of course, there's room to change and maneuver things. So, we shall see. Speaking of new things and or changing things. So, we see some Seraphites in this trailer. And we see Isaac for a little bit. And for those of you who might not remember or might remember or whatever combination, I did on the podcast research where I tried to look for a screenshot of a woman who looks like the Prophet from the game. Might not be the same character, she's just got like the braided hair thing and is holding a hook kind of knife. That shot that I was looking for is in this trailer. That it, the very shot of her standing there holding the knife up, that is the same shot that I was talking about, and I could not for the life of me find it, but I couldn't remember where I originally saw that from. I don't know if it was, you know, not leaked stuff, but where someone's taken photos on the set. I can't remember where it was I originally found it, if it was in a video or an online post, I can't remember, but that is what I was talking about. Now, they mention in the show here, if we rewind to episode 3, was it? Yeah. And we get introduced to the Seraphites. They talk about their prophet being dead for 10 years. Doesn't mean you can't get a new one. Where was I going with this? So, this is a bit of a far-flung discussion, but it's worth talking about here. We specifically meet someone who's supposed to be the prophet in the second half of the game, which is probably going to be season 3. That's Yara Lev's introduction, and Abby's obviously there with all of them. Now, I would go out on a limb and say, okay, we'll probably get, like, in season 3, especially if season 3 is going to have even more episodes, because we've been introduced to the Wolves and Isaac and Seraphites. We haven't dug into them yet, which doesn't really happen in Ellie's story anyway. That's much more, because it's more directly to do with Abby, isn't it? Because she's a wolf and all that sort of stuff, and it ties much more in with that. So I expect to see that more in season 3, but we've had some good scenes with all of them so far in season 2, like the Isaac bit with the Seraphite, and then obviously the Woods part and all that sort of thing. Now, in the trailer, it looks like someone gets kidnapped by the Seraphite, and a lot of people are thinking that it's Ellie. Now, I don't know how that works or where you're going with that. I'm curious with the idea. I'm curious to see what it is. It's not something I want to dismiss. And Isaac looks like he's somewhere in the rain with his hood up. Looks like it's going to be a very rainy episode. In fact, it's probably going to rain throughout the entire episode. I do not know where Isaac and where the Seraphites fit into this, or if there's what the narrative reason would be for Ellie to be kidnapped or taken hostage slightly by the Seraphites, because that also doesn't happen in the game, does it? So I genuinely have no idea where you're going with that, but I'm very, very curious to see. Also, we don't really know, because we don't know where Jesse is in this thing, because the next thing we know is that, okay, Dina is, well, she's currently recovering from a knee injury. Was it knee? Was it leg? Whatever. From the arrow, and Jesse's very likely going to go off with Ellie in day 3, and we'll proceed forward from there, probably talk about the pregnancy and do some other parts. I don't really know how all that fits together. I really don't. And if Ellie is on her own when she's being... First of all, how does she get out of that? Does Jesse saves her or something? I'm really not sure, but I'm very, very curious to see how that goes. But yeah, I just thought I'd mention that shot, that bit of footage that I was mentioning before, is in this trailer. So that's very, very cool. We haven't taken a break yet, have we? So let's... do that and come back in a minute.
Hi there. If you're looking to get started with a website of your own and a domain name, we've got good news for you. With our affiliate link with Kualu, you can click on that link, which is in your show notes, which is for our affiliate link. You can go over to Kualu to get started with your website and domain name today. They've also got a very handy chat support system, which is usually in the bottom right hand corner, to send messages back and forth to Kualu if you'd like to ask them for help to get started with your domain name and website today. So that's Kualu, and you can use them to get started with your website and domain name today. Thank you very much to Kualu for this affiliate link. Hi there. If you'd like to get rid of the ads in Entertainment Talks podcasts and listen to the ad-free versions of our episodes, we've got good news for you there as well. You can subscribe to Entertainment Talk at either the $5 level tier or $10 level tier. The $5 level tier will get you access to all of Entertainment Talk's previous ad-free podcasts and the future ad-free podcasts that we make in the month that you're subscribed for. If you also subscribe to us at the $10 level tier, that will get you that benefit that I've just mentioned, and it'll also grant you access to request a review for 2 episodes of a TV show and a general discussion on that show, or a film review of your choice. So if there's a TV show out there or a film that we've not covered perhaps, and you'd like our opinion on it, we can watch 2 episodes of that TV show or film review. So it's one of either of those per month. Of course, if you continue subscribing each month, you can pick a TV show, then a film the next month, and so on and so forth. This is a great way to support Entertainment Talk, get your ad-free podcasts, and also get some reviews of your choice. Thank you very much for supporting us, and thank you for listening. Back to the show.
All right, let's continue with the podcast. So, yeah, I honestly don't, and I don't want to sit here for 10, 15 minutes trying to guess, because I don't really have anything proper or solid to guess with, or any indication, really, as to what that means. So, let's move on from that. But again, once we get those bits, that could give me new ideas for new predictions, and we'll see where that takes us with our predictions and with the episode next week. I already talked about the alternate prediction, already did that. 2 talking points in particular with Mel and Owen for next week's season finale. Will Mel be pregnant? We have not had it set up in the show yet. Now, my original prediction, which I guess I'll still stick by, is to shock the TV audience more, because we already know Dina's pregnant. And in the first 2 episodes where we see more of Abby's group, there is no mention whatsoever of Mel being pregnant. She's not actually on screen that much, is she, either? So, could have happened off screen. Absolutely the case that she may still have gotten pregnant. Heck, she could have gotten pregnant after episode 2. Been plenty of time. There's been plenty of time. There's, like, obviously not enough time to give birth, but there's been, I mean, because, yeah, we had now that I'm thinking about it, because I'm thinking about time. We've had, obviously, the 3 days with Seattle, which you'll be at the end of day 3 once Ellie meets her, let's call it meeting her. We have had the 3 months though, obviously after Joel died in episode 2, we came back and we had 3 months. So we've had just over 3 months plus, yeah, it would have to be 3 days really, wouldn't it? Because there hasn't been much other time that's really passed from then, apart from the time in episode 3, which we don't know specifically how many days that was. Because we started with Seattle day 1 with episode 4, didn't we? So any time that could have passed, well, from that bit in episode 2 to Seattle day 1, because it really still has to be 3 days, doesn't it? So she could have had 3 months to... actually, that's actually quite useful, because even though you didn't set up her being pregnant in the first 2 episodes, there's still been plenty of time for her to have gotten pregnant in that time. Or maybe she was anyway and we just didn't hear about it. There's opportunity there for that to be the case. I'm going to lean more towards yes, and I'm going to predict that what they're doing is, because the TV only audience will have no idea that she's pregnant, because why would you assume that she is, that when Ellie kills her and she flips her over, if that all happens the same way, that will shock the TV audience more, in the same way that it shocked Ellie, because Ellie would have had, obviously, no idea. Otherwise, she may have done something else. She may still have had to kill Mel, but she would have... It would have been different, wouldn't it? It would have been different. It may have still been a life-or-death situation, because Mel was trying to kill her with a knife. But it would be different. But currently, Ellie and the TV audience have no idea that she could be pregnant. I just don't know how, because unless Dean is like weirdly off screen for the theater thing, which I just realized we won't see that reveal, we won't see that part for 2 years, but we should get a yes or no pregnancy reveal in the next episode when she probably kills Mel and Owen as well. Let's not forget about poor old Owen. So yeah, I just don't, unless there's something else, because there's always the other thing that we've not thought of that the showrunners and writers have that we haven't thought of. Unless you do the Dean a bit differently, because I just don't think that, because Abby sees, oh, you've murdered my pregnant friend, even though she doesn't know that Ellie didn't know, but that's not relevant anyway, and then goes over to Dina and is almost more deliberate about, like, you killed mine, so I'm going to kill yours, because she says good before she goes to kill her, and then Lev is the one that stops her. Unless you do something different and she doesn't threaten Dina in the same way or something different happens. Again, those bits we won't know for a while yet. But I guess after next week, after we get the more immediate episode, and we can see if Mel is or is not pregnant, because she's still got to die. They can then have obviously 2 years. If she isn't, we can then have 2 years. And Neil and Craig and Hallie can have 2 years to also figure out how you do the Dean a bit differently, because I think you would have to do something different there. But we'll see. But if she is pregnant, then you can still just do the Dina stuff in the same way anyway. Alright, over on another bit. So there's a little bit in the trailer where Ellie looks like she's kind of scouting an area a little bit. She's pointing a gun and you can see two people walking. That's probably Mel and Owen. Right, you don't see them properly. She could follow them into the aquarium. I suppose, will she have to kill Alice as well? Can you do that without killing Alice? Yeah, because the way you could do that differently without the dog. Although the show is showing us that, okay, you can show dogs because we've seen them. We've seen the WLF have dogs, and that's technically still a WLF dog again, because that was one that was at the stadium. But let's say, for argument's sake, that the dog is not there, that Alice is not there. That doesn't mean that she's not in the show. I think Alice is a she. Yeah, in the show. Because obviously there's the bit later where, like, you're playing catch with Yara and Yara, Abby and Alice are all playing catch, aren't they? So you could still include that. Because at the moment, speaking of animals, Shimmer's still in that music shop. unless off screen they have, although they haven't shown them to go back there, and unless, like, off screen Dina at the theatre radioed somebody and said, hey, we left our horse at the theatre. At this music shop, can someone from Jackson go and pick them up? But that's not an easy task. Shimmer's not dead, are they? Because we didn't see them take Shimmer, like, into, like, Shimmer's not in the theatre, are they? that is one part that's a little bit funny. In a way of, like, hey, you didn't kill off Shimmer. They didn't die from the Jordan explosion part. So Shimmer, as far as we know, Shimmer's still in the music shop. Anyway, that just means that you could possibly use Alice a little bit differently. So let's say Alice isn't there. And you slowly creep your way in. Let's say she's, like, stealthily trying to follow Owen and Mel. Could still kill them in the same way, and Mel could still be pregnant. And again, you can kind of have the excuse of, it's dark, you can barely even see them in the trailer, maybe she's not completely sure as to who they are, and she's following them. She would already have the aquarium in her knowledge, because that's what Nora would have told her, right? But she wouldn't know for certain if that's Owen and Mel, and even if she sees them walking in, that doesn't mean that in the rainy, dark atmosphere that she would see that Mel is actually pregnant. But let's keep an eye on that belly. see if she is. I shouldn't laugh because it's very, very dark. So we'll see what's up with that. But that's an alternate way as to how you could do that, because I wonder why else she would be scouting, and maybe like she sneaks in the aquarium with them and expects to see all three of them in there or something. So yeah, there's a different way you could play that. Because if like she sneaks in the aquarium just after them, and then a dog also pops up, that would arguably give Owen and Mel the advantage, because it's like, okay, Ellie then has to deal with this dog, and then also deal with Owen and Mel more closer. It depends on the geography of everything, but there's a little bit of a different way that you could do that. Plus, Ellie's not had to kill any dogs yet, and you can obviously do that on screen, but we'll see how they play that particular part. I generally don't think, like, out of all the bits that happen in the aquarium, like the male pregnancy, I don't think the dog is a sort of you must have that. That is completely needed. So if there is no dog, I won't sort of be like, what are you doing kind of thing. It's more the male thing I'm concerned about, and how all of that goes down is what I'm thinking. So we shall see. Anyway, that's the end of my predictions. I think I've given about all I can for episode 7, as well as a few other parts, so we'll see how that all goes down. Yeah, I'm just trying to think if, I mean, I've been talking for 50 minutes. I'm trying to think if I've got any other predictions for the, you know, any big predictions for the season finale. And what I can't really kind of do is do my third watch, and then, because I'm obviously going to ask David, like, hey, standard thing, have you got any season finale predictions? I can't really do that on the same spot, can I? Like, once we talk about episode 6, which we've not done that yet, and ask him about his season predictions. So we'll see how that goes down. So yeah, because I can't go on the future spoiler-free, but spoiler review, and be like, hey, David, so next episode, when Ellie kills Owen and Mel, do you think she'll be pregnant? Because he'll be like, what the hell are you talking about? Because he won't know, really. So I can't have that discussion then, so we shall see. All right, that's almost it. I do have one more email about this actual particular episode. If you've got any thoughts, feelings, questions, comments, any predictions, if you've still got spoiler predictions for episode 7, throw them in and we'll see if you're right or wrong based on next week's episode and all those other bits on whatever else. Matthew at entertainmenttalk.org, social media, eTalkUK and Entertainment Talk, and there's information in your show notes as well. So any spoiler-free spoiler predictions, whatever you've got. What I could do is if you send in a spoiler prediction and it happens in the episode, I could still bring it up on the spoiler review, because if it's something relevant to like what happens in this episode, we will have had it, so we could have talked about it, so I can still do that for this episode. So if you want to write it in a way that's like that, I can include that as well. So we'll see. Anyway, Josh writes in and says, did you see the dinosaur scenes were cut? What's up with that? I did see that. I don't know. Now, I did say in my spoiler-free review that I noticed straight away that they'd cut. I said something because I didn't want to say what it was, obviously. And I wasn't mad about it. I'm still not mad about it. But I don't know. One thing I will admit, it's been a little bit weird how, because what's the longest episodes that we've had? We've had two that were an hour, haven't we? Episodes 2 and episode 6. Episode 6 was an hour. Has there been some sort of weird, like, HBO block where you can't go past an hour? Has something weird happened there? Because you've got no reason to, because you're a streaming service. I know, okay, they air the episode at 9 p.m., whatever. Has there been some sort of weird block where they can't go past an hour this season for some really weird reason? Because this, out of all the bits that have been cut, moved, or trimmed, or whatever, that is the one that sort of sticks out the most. Of like, okay, well, you did have an episode that was an hour, and okay, how long would that scene have actually been? 3 to 5 minutes? Because the space scene, the whole thing, walking in there, doing the shuttle scene, and then cutting after that, that was, what, 5 minutes? Maybe 6, maybe 7 about the most. So was there some sort of weird thing where you've got up to 57 minutes and like, hey HBO, we have a scene that's 5 minutes long. No, you can't go past an hour. I don't know why that is. I don't know. I haven't listened to the rest of the official podcast, so maybe they bring it up there. Weird, because there's like behind the scenes videos where they like fully constructed the set, because why would you fully construct the set for it, have like the hat thing and all that, like all of it's there, they filmed all of it, it's just not in the episode, and a lot of people are expecting it to be in deleted scenes, but why did you not include that in the episode? There's, I don't feel like that's some sort of Craig, Neil and Halle turned around and went, nah, we'll just cut that because pacing reasons or time reasons. It feels like there's almost like a different reason for that one. Like, okay, cutting the school scene out, cutting Hillcrest out, cutting the Vita Girl scene out, cutting, what else have you cut out of this season? Maybe like a few other bits. You didn't really need any of them for narrative reasons. You've still got the dinosaur representation because you've still got the big main dinosaur. So maybe they thought it was like that. But this feels like more of a HBO thing rather than a sort of Neil Halle and Craig were like, nah, we'll do all this, costume them up, make the sets, film it, and then just not put it in the episode. It's weird. I wonder if we'll hear anything later about that. Also, why are we hearing... Because don't forget, as great as HBO is, and they are still the top tier of television, they are still controlled by Warner Brothers. So just keep in mind, I know people love to sort of hate the writers for certain reasons. And like, oh, you cut this because you're trying to rush through or whatever. Okay, season 1 was 9 episodes, season 2 is 7 episodes, and they're talking about season 3 being longer than season 2. Why is that? What's... That more feels like Warner Brothers shenanigans rather than writing shenanigans. Because, again, okay, you cut out certain gameplay parts that you honestly kind of didn't need. But this the dinosaur bit here sticks out a bit more. I feel like there's something else going on. I don't think it's a sort of... And now we just cut that because we didn't feel like putting it in or something. It's weird. I wonder if we'll hear anything about it later on. Don't get me wrong, I still think from the chapters of what episodes 1 through 7 look like they're going to do, in regards to that, you didn't need any more episodes. But you maybe could have made some of the episodes longer and included some other bits, but in terms of the episode count, and if you look at what each episode is doing, you didn't need more than 7 episodes. It's just... Yeah. I wonder if there were certain, like, odd cuts in the season. Because next week's episode, by the way, is 50 minutes, which feels about long enough to do what you need to do. So we'll see. We'll see if anything comes out from that. If we hear some like odd thing that, like what about if seasons 1, 2, and 3 were all supposed to be 9 episodes or something? Weird. But we'll see if we find out anything else about that later on. Anyway, if you know or you've read anything, write in and let me know about anything you've read. And I don't, even if they're just like random Reddit rumours or whatever. I mean, if you write in and say, like, hey, Neil, Halley, and Craig hate The Last of Us, therefore they, you know, couldn't be bothered to do more and they cut episodes out, that's nonsense. So, yeah. And even with, like, hey, Neil's been a bit more busy in Intergalactic, that's not a reason why you cut down maybe episode length or episode numbers, because Craig has been there. That's the main thing he's doing right now. So there's no sort of like, oh, Neil was working on Intergalactic, therefore we couldn't make season two as long. I don't really believe that. Plus, it's not like Neil would sort of just not pay attention to certain bits, or I don't know. People like to come out with conspiracy theories and stuff, so we shall see. But yeah, why was it cut? Why was it cut? I don't know. Like, if we find out that that scene was literally about 3 minutes long, there's something weird going on there, isn't there? Because then you could clearly go from 57 minutes right up to the hour mark. But then why is... Because I don't know if, like, okay, what was the... They have White Lotus, was it, recently on the air before this? And then it was... I can't remember what it was before that. Have HBO been doing that recently? Of, like, cutting... not letting episodes be longer than an hour or something? Because you did it in season one with episodes 1 and 3, I think. That's the whole point of having, like, a streaming service, is you don't need to, like, hey, yeah, we've got to fit this in the hour because the next hour slot is the next episode of something else and blah, blah, blah. You don't need to do that with streaming TV. So, anyway. All right, that's it for episode 6, or predictions, I guess, for episode 7 and onwards. I know we talked about a lot of different stuff here. Again, your thoughts, feelings, questions, comments, write them in, matthew@entertainmenttalk.org, social media, eTalkUK and Entertainment Talk, and information in your show notes. Get in your last-minute predictions, and see if you're correct next week when we round things off. Yeah, come back on Thursday this week, not Wednesday, because my weird team, Manchester United, got themselves into a cup final. I don't know how that happened. And they are playing on Wednesday night, which is a very weird night for a cup final. But I digress, whatever. It's not on a weekend, because I assumed it was either going to be on a Thursday or a weekend. I was like, oh yeah, Wednesdays will be fine. Wednesdays will be fine. But no, Manchester United this Wednesday, the team I support, the team I do the United cast for, are playing against Tottenham Hotspur. Now, for those of you that don't know, the Premier League consists of 20 teams. The bottom three get relegated. The two above them are indeed Tottenham in 17th and Man United in 16th. Both have had terrible, terrible seasons, and both of them, who are almost equally terrible, will be facing each other in a cup final on Wednesday. That could be one of the worst games of football you ever watch, if you do indeed choose to watch it. It could be genuinely terrible from both teams, but we'll see. But that kicks off the same minute that we usually record The Last of Us with David on Wednesday, so it's going to have to be moved because I can't do those two things at the same time. So I can't pay attention to Man United. What I also can't do mentally is watch my team probably play terribly, but then also talk about what I said in my spoiler-free review is one of the top 5 best episodes of TV. There's just too much emotional, you know, watching one thing that's terrible while talking about one thing that's really awesome. But anyway, I would never try and do a podcast talking about something else while I'm trying to watch football, so... There you go. Anyway, that has to be on Wednesday night because it's a live game and it can't be moved. So join us this week on Thursday instead for the penultimate episode review of Season 2. I can't believe we're there already. And then join me next week, Sunday. Of course, we'll do this all over again, as Joel would say. I love quoting that. Brilliant line. Do it all over again Sunday night next time for the season finale. Man, that's come around quickly. Season finale on Sunday, spoiler-free review Sunday. Spoiler predictions. I guess we'll lean more into Season 3 and reflect on what I've talked about here. Find out what's going on with the Seraphites. See if Mel is pregnant. Talk about all that, how that's all worked out. We'll talk about that on Monday. And then should be next Wednesday should be fine, because our last game of the actual season is on Sunday anyway against Aston Villa, so there will be no more football after that. So next Wednesday should be fine, and we'll come back next week Wednesday to, I guess, wrap it all up, talk about the season finale next Wednesday. So join us for all of that. There's still plenty more to do, and probably some other podcasts after that. I've got a bit of a fun idea of something we could do, actually. Not a series wrap-up, we don't really do that here. But I need to tell David about it, obviously, as well. Something else I might want to do, just one other, and it will actually be a fun podcast, the idea that I've got. So we'll see. Anyway, join me on, if you are on the United Cast with me, join me Wednesday, and we'll see what the hell happens there. If not, see you on Thursday for the spoiler review for episode 6, which I can't wait to dig into. I cannot wait to talk about that with David, and we'll see how all that all goes. Anyway, if you want to support all of that, check all that out and all stuff, that's not a sentence. If you want to check out all that and get involved, of course, entertainmenttalk.org, podcast platforms, Entertainment Talk for TV, games, films, Man United podcasts. I really need to get out and see both Sinners and Thunderbolts. I'm just gonna see them when I can see them. I know I keep saying about it and all that, but you'll know when I've seen them, because the review will be in your feed. So there's that. And then we're not doing Gaming Talk this week, by the way. I just couldn't quite get it scheduled with certain stuff. So we'll be back with that next week. Yeah, entertainmenttalk.org, podcast platforms, Entertainment Talk, TV, games, films, Man United podcast. So we have a cup final, a penultimate episode, a season finale, film reviews. It's all still kicking off. There's still plenty to do. So, yeah, support the podcasts, listen to more of what we do and where you can find it and all that sort of thing. Yeah, put them on social media, let other people know about what we're doing and where they can find it. Of course, if they mention something we podcasted on, please tell them about said podcast. Patreon, $5, $10 level tiers, ad-free podcast review options for that as well if you'd like to. TV and film news. Speaking of David, he runs a website called geektown.co.uk and a podcast called Geektown Radio. Geektown Radio should be out tomorrow, which will be the 20th. So look out for that tomorrow for Geektown Radio. That's for your TV and your film news. And you can also follow us, subscribe to us, whatever, on YouTube. Entertainment Talk plays for all of our video game stuff. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you for the cup final Wednesday. That'll be the next podcast. And then the review, spoiler review, Thursday. I'll see you for that Wednesday and Thursday. That's what's next. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time. Goodbye.